Well, hello and welcome to the Transforming Lives program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty, your host, and thank you so much for listening in today. Happy New Year. I know that the new year is still here. We're cruising along. We're in our third month of 2018, and I'm going to say that things are going amazing as a company. I am hearing so many success stories right and left. I love social media because you can kind of keep tabs on what our leaders are doing and what some new and up and coming people are doing in the company, physically and financially. And we thought we would kick off this program with someone incredibly special. She was at New Year kickoff and received a very special award, the Heart of Isagenics Award. And this is an award that you have to be nominated for. And then from those nominations, a winner is selected. And that would be Adrienne Donovan. She is a beautiful person inside and out, from what I understand. We've not had the opportunity to meet, but she's so deserving of this very special award. And of course, she's here today to share her exciting Isagenics story, her success, and pass on tips for success and words of wisdom to all of you. She is, a little bit about her background is she's a former pharmaceutical sales rep, and she's been a stay-at-home mommy for a little bit of a time now. She has three kiddos. She started Isagenics in March of 2014. So this month of March in 18 marks her fourth anniversary with the company, which is so exciting. She holds the rank of 5-star Golden Circle, 4-star Crystal Executive. So with that being said, Adrienne, welcome and great to have you on the program today.
Thank you so much, Kirsty. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and congratulations on receiving the Heart of Isagenics Award. That is such a special award.
Thank you so much. Such a surprise. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
So, okay. So when you were at New Year kickoff, obviously you knew you had been nominated. You know, what was it like sitting there and your name being called and walking up on stage to receive that award?
Oh my goodness. It was, honestly, I was not expecting it at all. The other nominees were wonderful people, and I kind of started following them on social media. And so I actually didn't, they kind of give a description of the person they're about to announce.
Yeah.
And until they said my kids' names, I was like, I'm not sure if that's me. You know, it was just because there was another female that was nominated. And then when they said my kids' names, I'm like, oh my goodness, that is me. And so it was kind of surreal and just really taken aback. I was not expecting. So, you know, you get up there and you give your thank yous, but just really just so humbled and honored to represent this amazing company. So just feeling really blessed.
Yeah, that is so cool. I am so excited for you. And I know we've seen that happen so many times where they start to, you know, introduce you without stating the name, and it's fun. It's so much fun. All right. Well, I want to go back to before Isagenics. You have three babies, one with special needs, and of course, being a former pharmaceutical sales rep, wow. I mean, kind of share a day in the life of before you discovered Isagenics.
Yeah, so I was in pharmaceutical sales for probably about 5 years, working full time. At the time when I was working full time doing that, I had two little ones. And, the job is very flexible, which I think makes it very appealing. But I had a nanny. I did have someone taking care of my kids all day long. And by the time you get back, it's dinner, it's giving them a bath, and you're putting them to bed. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time. Now, when I got pregnant with my third, I was able to stay at home, and it worked out well because he had special needs. We found out that he had Down syndrome when I was 17 weeks pregnant, and we ended up moving to another state. So it was a very stressful time, but you know, I didn't stay home and sit still for very long. I think I've always kind of been an entrepreneur at heart, and I kind of got into what I didn't know at the time, another network marketing company. It was a children's clothing company. So I started this, and Only for a few quick, you know, short months. And when we found out my son had Down syndrome, I just felt like I really needed to focus on, you know, giving him the best, you know, as far as when he was going to be born, he was going to have heart surgery. And there was just a lot coming up. So I kind of put that to the side, but not for very long. Again, I decided instead of selling the children's clothes, I would make them and sell them myself instead of working for another company.
Wow.
So I opened up an Etsy shop, and, you know, I loved being able to be my own boss and work from home with my kids. But I will tell you, I was up till probably 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning sewing these clothes, you know, and a lot of my kids were kind of my models. And so we would go around town and kind of how I would sell my clothes. People would, you know, say, oh, how cute their outfits are. And so I did that for about 2 years.
Wow.
And it was extremely stressful, you know, exciting at first because, you know, it's fun when you can make something for someone and they get happy and you get paid for it. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of labor. And it turned into holidays. You know, I would be bringing my sewing machine to relatives' houses because I had to finish orders. So it got really stressful. And
wow.
That was kind of my before Isagenix, before that, you know, kind of fell into my lap and I started kind of looking more into it.
Wow, girl. I did not know that part of your story. That is demanding. Let's talk about your introduction into Isagenix. I mean, were you looking for another avenue of income when you found Isagenix, or like how did the introduction happen?
Yeah. So what's interesting is in 2013, my friend Jessica Johnston sent me a message through Facebook, and I actually, my husband and I swam in college, and my husband swam with her older brother. He grew up with them, and so he knew the family, and she messaged me thinking, you know, maybe I'd be interested in this product line, just being a former athlete, and kind of wanted me to take a look at it. And I didn't know her very well. I knew her brother a little bit more, just we went to the same school and swam together. And, you know, at the time, I was busy making my clothes I was making wreaths at the time, selling them on Etsy, and just thought, you know, I think she wants me to sell something. And I was in pharmaceutical sales. I just didn't want to get back into that. What I perceived as what she was doing was hardcore sales. And I just felt like, you know, we eat pretty healthy. And what I did was I didn't respond to her, not to be rude, but it was more of, I don't know how to let her down. I don't know how to say no. And so we joke about that now. I was the one that ignored her for an entire year. And so many of those out there that are growing their business through social media, you know how you send messages and people see it and they don't respond. That was me. So I tell my team now, when people don't respond, don't let it get you down because you never know when they're going to come back. And so I did come back a whole year later. I came back to her because we were at a point where my son Bennett, his therapies were getting denied. He has Down syndrome, and so he has lots of therapies. At the time, he was getting physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, and, you know, making the wreaths and the clothes wasn't really cutting it. And my husband, while he had a decent job, he was like, you know, we might need to think about you going back, like either part-time or something. And so I knew I did not want to get back into pharmaceutical sales. It just wasn't for me. I wasn't too passionate about it, although it was flexible. It just wasn't something that I wanted to get back into. Mm-hmm. But I needed something with flexible hours because for me, I still wanted to be able to get my children, my older daughters, off the bus. And I needed to be able to take Bennett to his therapies. His therapies, most of them were in the morning. And so I was just kind of really looking into stuff. I did look into a couple different network marketing companies. And I remembered Jessica. You know, I'd kind of been watching her on Facebook, and I saw her success. As far as the products went, you know, I could tell that she had had a transformation, and I honestly trusted her, and I felt like, well, she's not going to put just anything in her body. So for me, I really was looking at it from a financial, for financial reasons, mm-hmm. as far as why I wanted to get into it. And so I reached out to her through Facebook, messaged her back. I said, I know it's been a while, but you know, maybe you could tell me a little bit more about this Isagenix thing you're doing.
Wow.
So that was a whole year later in March 2014. And so, like I said, we kind of joke about it now that I
that you ignored,
ignored her, but I came back. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, this is a great example of people that are building their business in being consistent about showing up mm-hmm. and building their business. Because obviously you were watching Jessica throughout that time. And it wasn't, you know, it was probably just a little, you know, social media post here and there, mm-hmm. but doing it in the right way. And because there is a way, obviously, absolutely. To build your business on social media that's not in people's faces all the time. So, mm-hmm. Okay. And so you went back to her and said, listen, lady, I've got a financial need here. Obviously, she must have showed you the ropes and you enrolled you and you hit the ground running. Did you have an initial product experience when you first got started?
I did.
Yeah. What is it? What happened?
Yeah. So when I, first when I approached her, I was very skeptical. I was basically looking, I really just needed to make like $90 extra a week. And so I told her, I said, as long as I don't have to do, you know, host a bunch of parties and stuff like that, I'm interested. But I really wanted to know, you know, the ins and outs of the compensation plan. And I grilled her. I mean, I was like, how do you make money with this? You know, that was, I mean, I was on a mission. And again, we laugh about it now, but you know, she told me, and so I jumped in on a value pack. I got my husband on board. I, for myself, as far as the transformation, I was also looking for, just an easier way to get healthy food in my body. I've was always been an athlete. I've eaten well, but you know, tend to stress eat and overwhelmed just being a mom of three kids. And so I did see Isagenix as a possible way to just get that nutrition in and not even have to really think about it. But I wasn't looking to lose a lot of weight, you know, maybe mm-hmm. 8 to 10 pounds. Well, mm-hmm. my husband did have some weight to lose. So for him, you know, I got him, you're jumping on board with me. And, you know, I think by day 4 or 5, I mean, it was like just a switch mm. where, as far as my energy levels, because I was exhausted. I mean, yeah. as most moms are. And I will tell you, I just thought that's how you're supposed to feel. You
yeah.
know, I've got three little kids, one's with special needs. You're
yeah.
that's, I'm going to be tired for the next 10 years. I mean, and it doesn't have to be that way. So, you know, I was sleeping through the night for the first time in a long time, and the scale started going down, which is always encouraging. I mean, what woman doesn't want to lose a few pounds, even if, you know, you're already on the thin side? I did. My jeans were a little bit tighter than I wanted them to be. So, for my husband though, he lost a good amount of weight and he was feeling great.
Wow.
We still to this day, I just always say, you know, this is the first time we've tried something and we haven't felt deprived, because we've tried other things in the past, you know, kind of the trendy diets, and ended up always giving in after a week because we were deprived and just not liking the regimen of it. And so this was just easy, you
yeah.
know, and right from day one, I started sharing because I just felt like, you know, there's a massive opportunity here. And even though in the back of my head I was a little skeptical, I was like, you know what, let's just go for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was already feeling a difference so early on.
So as far as I want to talk about your son too. I mean, all of your kids mm-hmm. actually, because obviously Isagenix, it's a family thing, you know, when it comes to
yeah.
shakes. In our house, it's shakes, it's the AM PM packs, because all of my kids are a little older now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any little mm-hmm. ones, but it is a family deal for us in this household. So do your kids like the shakes? And what about your little guy with special needs? How's he doing? How's he feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. So my girls love it. They are big into soccer. So we're at the soccer field pretty much 5 days a week. And so for us, you know, it has been wonderful as far as snack options. We're always on the go, you know,
yeah.
just run into soccer practice. And so it is so nice to have the bars as an option. But in the mornings, they do love to have their shakes, and they have their different flavors that they like. And so it just makes me feel better that they're getting that good nutrition.
Tell me about it. I know this feeling. I do. My second born child was kind of finicky. And I'm not kidding. I remember going to bed at night thinking, did I feed him enough? Did he have enough? Did he drink enough? What, like just worried because he was so tiny and petite. And of course, this is before Isagenix came around. So I feel, I know the feeling. So that's awesome. What an incredible little testimonial there. I want to talk about your business building now, because Five Star Golden Circle, this is huge. This is more than $90 a week. You know, I mean, share with everybody, has it been hard? You know, has it been a lot of work and commitment? And, you know, share with us some of your moments where you've learned and grown through maybe some wall kicking moments.
Sure. You know, I will, like I said, I started from day one sharing and on social media. I would say 99% of my business, I've grown it through social media. And I already kind of had a social media presence. I started a blog when we found out about Bennett. And so naturally kind of had some followers there and kind of grew a good network onto Facebook just from that. So I was very comfortable sharing just what we did every day. And so I just saw this as naturally, well, why not share something that we love? And so, but I definitely, from the very beginning, I was a little concerned about being that person, you know, that lady in the neighborhood, the crazy Isagenix lady. And I, I didn't want people running from me. So, because it really, it was, you know, in 2014, even though it has been around for a while, I hadn't really heard about it. It wasn't, you know, too popular where I was. And so I was one of the first in our area to really start talking about it. And, but I wanted to make sure I did it in a way that wasn't pushy or annoying, because I did have some friends that were with other companies, and it was just every day there. I mean, it just looked like a big sales post every single day. They were posting about their products and pushing, and it was annoying. And I'm like, I don't want to be like that. So I really kind of try to coach our team. We do it authentically. You just naturally you're sharing about your life. You might share about your kids or your pets, but then you throw in, you know, a great transformation or a financial transformation, whatever it might be. So we do try to follow kind of we use a 10-4-1 rule as far as social media, you know, 10 posts that are just really nothing to do with Isagenix, just lifestyle, motivating, whatever it might be. And then 4 that may be somewhat related to Isagenix, and then 1 kind of power post each week. So that's kind of what I have followed. And like you said in the beginning, consistency is key. Absolutely. So I will say in the beginning, you know, part of me struggled. I didn't want to put myself too much out there, and I did not share much about the business. It was all products. I moved very, very quickly. I locked arms with a girl that I swam with in college, and she had a wonderful physical transformation. So her story was total opposite of mine, whereas mine wasn't so much, you couldn't really see the difference as much on me. But so we really kind of locked arms, started sharing on social media. It was very exciting. And so I will say, you know, moving so fast where everything was just, you know, the bonus pools and top achievers. And it was just so exciting. And I just thought, you know, this is only going to get better. And, you know, it's not always like that. And so I think for me, a big shift was where I needed to definitely start putting myself out there as more as sharing the business than just the products. So I've definitely done a switch of that, a flip in where I'm really looking for people that are entrepreneurs that see the vision that I do with this opportunity, not just for the products, but it probably didn't go as fast as I had thought it would just from the get-go, you know, where we started. It just kept going and going and going, and then it just kind of started to level out a little bit. So right now we're definitely picking back up. And I think, you know, what I tell my team is you're going to have builders that come and join you and you think you're locking arms with them forever, but life gets in the way. And some people, it's just not for them. They might step away for a little bit. They might leave entirely. I've lost some builders that I thought, you know, gosh, they're crystal executives. Why would they ever leave this, you know? And so that happens. And so as a team, I try to coach my team and kind of set them up for a little bit of deception, letting them know, hey, you might find someone that's fantastic, and then you lock arms and you're building, and you just never know what's going to happen. And so you're always trying to just look for new people to share this with. I mean, you can't get too comfortable. but it's been an absolute just blessing sharing this with so many people, whether, you know, with the physical transformation, it's amazing. But then also the financial transformation. Some of my good friends have had wonderful success stories, and it's so awesome to see that, you know, when you've had your own, but then you start seeing it with your friends, it's happening for them too. So, that's probably been, you know, the biggest thing. And I tell people, you know, when I was in pharmaceutical sales, although the drug that I was selling did wonderful things for people, I never had a personal transformation with it. And I didn't really hear any other stories that affected me. While I knew it was great for other people, I wasn't passionate about it because it didn't affect me personally, and it didn't affect some of my loved ones personally. So with Isagenix, it's just so different because I've had my own physical transformation, and my husband and my mom, my sister, you know, my close friends. So that's why I love to share it. I don't feel like I'm having to sell something because it's truly something I believe in.
Mm-hmm. You said so many things just now that were so impactful and made me think of so many different things. I mean, my mind is going 90 miles an hour. I mean, the fact that you did not want to sell, that you didn't want to be like one of those people, that you were able to come in, team up with someone. That was key, is to team up with someone that you guys can hold each other accountable and team build together, because when there's two, there's more. And what you did from one star, two star, three star to four star, then five star, you just took a home-based business model and put it to the test and had massive success. There is no question that, I mean, this is a big deal. If you would have made $500 extra a month, that would have hit your target and you would have been pleased. But it far exceeded, right? It far exceeded what you were wanting.
Yeah.
But as a new person coming in, kind of, I just can't help but think that to come into a company where you can literally lock values with and become passionate about what you're doing, whether it's a new person that starts today or someone that started 10 years ago, that it's anybody's game. And all of the tools, like even most recently, the ISA Life app that was just launched in the month of February. And to know that the company has invested millions of dollars in this application that they're giving to you for free to manage your own success physically and financially. It's incredible. What does the future hold for you, real quick, before I let you go? Like, what are your goals? You said that you were on a roll, but it's kind of leveled out a little bit. What's your next step as a leader and as a business builder in Isagenix?
Yeah, I think for this year, you know, short term, as far as for goals personally within Isagenix, you know, in the next couple of months, I'm definitely going to be shooting for six star. I've got some people really excited about the products and excited to share. I've got some people on the horizon that are looking to join me. So for my business personally, you know, six star definitely this spring is what I'm shooting for. But mostly I really want to create more executives within my team. Right now I've got four executives and they've got amazing teams. But I really want to see, you know, more of my directors popping up through executives and hitting that two-star level, that three-star level, because I feel like, you know, their goals kind of become my goals, honestly.
Absolutely.
I mean, if they only knew, I really want it so badly for them, you know, because some of them, they need this, I mean, for their families. And so I think, and the wonderful thing about Isagenix is when your team grows, everyone wins, you know, so it's exciting. It's so much fun to see people have success within your own team, of course. So that would just be, you know, getting some more executives and growing just momentum through their teams. But I mean, it's challenging when you think you're going to just keep flying through the ranks and things level off. But, you know, like I said, I mean, my friend that I mentioned, Aaron Brower, she's my best friend, and we build together. We live, you know, within 1 minute of each other. And so we see each other all the time. And she grew very quickly right with me. You know, the same thing just flew through the ranks and kind of leveled off. And, you know, but we always remind each other, like, I mean, she was a teacher. And so we always have to remind ourselves, like, you know, we might not reach our personal goals, these ranks and these star levels. But you know what? I mean, it's so amazing, this opportunity that we have. And so
love it.
For me, that's really kind of what I'm going after this year, is just trying to find people that can share that vision with me.
I love it. And you know what? People need leadership. There's a lot of people that have that entrepreneurial spirit within them, and just lift people up that want to be lifted up. Show people. If people have the confidence in you as a leader, that you will show them everything that you have in your arsenal on how to be successful in Isagenics, they will follow you. If you are not confident in your business and what you're doing, people will they will fall by the wayside. They especially in the very beginning, wouldn't you agree, Adrienne, that it's like you have to borrow faith with your leader in the very initial stages, because they haven't experienced what you've experienced yet. So I think where your goals are for 2018 in rising, helping your leaders to rise up and to rank advance, it's the total ticket and the secret to a very successful team. So we're so happy that you came on and shared your story. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Just so honored that you asked me to join you. It's a lot of fun. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, we love hearing success stories. We love hearing where it all started. And again, congratulations on your Heart of Isagenics Award. So well deserved. And best of luck, Adrienne, as you cruise through this year and rank advance to your next level. We're super excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. And of course, everybody listening in, thanks for being with us today. And make sure that your team members know where to find all of these success stories, isagenicspodcast.com. And also on that website is a few other programs, the Wealth Creation Program, where you can learn how to build a wild successful business, as well as Science Talks, which is where you're going to find all of the research and science and information in regards to your body and our amazing product line. So take advantage of that. And until next time, everyone, best of health, best of success. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenics independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenics independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenicsearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenics products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.